This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm Taylor. The United States shocked the world on Monday with a dramatic change to decades of foreign policy regarding Israel and the Palestinian people. Find out what happened after this break.
Do you want to unlock your purpose by connecting to God's Word in such a way that you feel the Holy Spirit guide your every step? As women, we can put the brakes on our spiritual journey because of our busy schedules. This is why Treasured Ministries helps women from all over the world learn how to cultivate a deeper connection with the Word of God, regardless of their schedule. Women need to feel the Holy Spirit lead them through every season on their faith journey, every day. Don't wait another day to unlock what God has for you. To learn more, go to tmin.live/home. That is tmin.live/home.
On Monday, November 18th, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo announced that the United States would be softening its position on Israeli settlements in the West Bank and no longer considers them to be illegal. This represents a significant break from international consensus and from previous U.S. administrations, both Republican and Democrat. The settlements are, essentially, Israeli communities built on land that is heavily disputed. The land originally belonged to the Palestinian people prior to war in 1967. The Palestinians believe the land is rightfully theirs, while Israel maintains that since it took over the land during the war, it belongs to them. The U.S. evangelical community in particular has generally backed Israel on this, due to its belief that Israel was divinely promised the land by God. By contrast, the United Nations and many of the U.S.'s allies view the continued existence of the settlements as an obstacle to peace in the region, if not an act of aggression. After all, peace negotiations often focus on finding a two-state solution, in which the Palestinians get a certain amount of land, and both Israel and Palestine are recognized as independent nations at peace with one another. Israel building settlements in land that might otherwise be given to the Palestinians goes against that plan. The BBC reports that Pompeo told reporters, after carefully studying all sides of the legal debate, the United States has concluded that the establishment of Israeli civilian settlements in the West Bank is not, per se, inconsistent with international law. Instead, the Trump administration has chosen to call the settlements ill-advised, but not illegal. Mike Evans and Paula White Kane praised the decision, as did Christians United for Israel. Evans said, "It was a tremendous answer to prayer from evangelicals." However, many other religious organizations denounced the decision and said it would only lead to further bloodshed. The National Council of Churches told RNS it stands by its long-stated position that the Israeli settlements in the West Bank are clear violations of international law. For the Trump administration to assert falsely and unilaterally that these illegal settlements are now legal is to hasten the end of any hope for a two-state solution or possibly any other peaceful solution and will put lives in danger. The Presbyterian Church USA also said the decision will only escalate an already tragic situation and make things worse for both Israelis and Palestinians. Several Jewish groups also condemned the decision, which makes sense, considering that a 2013 survey by Pew Research found that only 17% of American Jews support Israeli settlements in the West Bank. Pray for peace in the Middle East, and that the Israelis and Palestinians can come to a mutual agreement. And if you like the story, you can read more stories at charismanews.com.
Thanks for listening to the Charisma News Podcast, one story, well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com or check out the podcast every weekday.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.